Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Habits. Some of the habits we have are good. Some of the habits we have aren't so good, and we don't like them. So how do we transform an unhealthy habit into a good habit? How do we go about doing that? Let me use an example to illustrate. I like chocolate. I actually really like fudge. And this past April, I went to a monastery called St. Gethsemane in Kentucky and found that they had the most magnificent fudge that the monks make there. And every day they had samples out for all the retreatants. So before I came home, I ordered myself a box. And since I've been home, I've ordered a couple more because they'll ship it anywhere in the world. Anyways, I like fudge. But imagine if I every day came home after work and ate a box of fudge. That would not be a very good habit. And bad habits ultimately lead us towards unhappiness, because anything we do that isn't healthy for us is going to cause us suffering. And with time, that suffering will build and build and build until we'll be very unhappy. Actually, bad habits can often be construed as addictions. They start off as something small, but with time they become very addictive, and they're called addictions. And having addictions and having happiness really don't go hand in hand very well. And since we're listening to this podcast about how to be happy, let's figure out how to change bad habits into something else, preferably something good for us. And there's three parts for us to change bad habits into good habits. The first part is to be aware of what we're doing. You'd be surprised at how many people have bad habits that they're not even aware of. So the first thing you want to do is look and say, okay, is there something that I'm doing that is causing me suffering or pain? And if there is, I need to work towards changing it. But again, the first thing I need to do is look at, is there something? We often go through life totally unaware of our addictions, our bad habits. And so we have to acknowledge and be honest and say, am I doing something that over the course of time isn't very good for me? Again, eating a piece of fudge every day may not be that bad, but eating a large piece of fudge every day will be. So look at our habits and first acknowledge, what am I doing? Awareness is key. Unless we're aware of something, we can't change it. And so that's why I recommend every day taking some time and just doing some self-reflection, looking at our lives and saying, how's my life going? Is it going well? Am I doing things that are healthy for me? For example, exercise is very healthy for us. If we're not doing it, then what are we doing instead? And if we can acknowledge that, for example, every day we come home and we spend a couple hours on TV to unwind, or have two or three glasses of wine or martinis to unwind, we have to acknowledge and say, perhaps this is a bad habit that I need to begin to change. And it's important that we're honest, because we can really fool ourselves. I mean, think about an intense heroin addict or drug addict, how they are doing the drug every day and aren't even aware of how it's destroying their lives. I mean, at some level, of course they are, but they can be in pretty strong denial about it for a long time. So looking at ourselves honestly and saying, okay, what is this going to do to me in 5, 10, 20 years? Everything matters. So am I doing habits like not going to the gym anymore, like drinking too much every day to relax? What is that going to look like in a few years? Because habits typically get stronger with time, particularly if they're bad, because they have a bit of I need more of this to continue to feel the way I'm feeling. Like, for example, think about painkillers. When our doctors prescribe us painkillers for whatever we're struggling with, at first we don't need very many, but if we continue to take them, we're going to need more and more of the painkillers until we reach a point where we're quite addicted to them. And this is quite a problem across the world, where people get addicted to painkillers. But anything can become a bad habit. It doesn't usually start off that way, but with time, it can. So again, awareness is key. Let's make sure that periodically we sit down and say, am I doing something on a very regular basis that isn't good for me? And to be honest about that, because unless we're aware of it, we're not going to change that bad habit into a good habit. So awareness is key. Okay, part two. The second thing we need to do is create change through kindness. I know there's a tendency, once we discover that we have a bad habit, to be very self-critical. But the problem with self-criticism is that it really creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we tell ourselves we're bad, bad, bad for doing a bad habit, we're going to stay stuck. And we can stay stuck for decades. It's actually the negative criticism that causes the bad habit to stay stuck. Because when we're critical, again, whatever we believe, and we believe that we're doing something wrong, we focus on what we're doing wrong, then we're going to stay stuck. So here's a very important phrase we need to get very good at once we discover that we have a bad habit that we're going to repeat over and over again, because habits take time to change. And that phrase is, what can I learn from this? Again, what can I learn from this? We have bad habits sometimes. And when those bad habits kick in, our tendency is, once we discover, oh, I just ate that whole box of fudge, to be very self-critical. We have to stop doing that because we're going to stay stuck if we do. What we do instead now is, after we ate that whole box of fudge, we're going to say, what can I learn from this? Now, initially, it's going to feel like, well, if I do this, I'm going to think I have license to eat whatever I want. But we know in our heart that we want to stop the bad habits. And it is kindness that's going to help us the most. I mean, let me use the example of AA, which has been very successful at helping people with drug and alcohol addictions. Well, when someone gets a habit of drinking or using drugs, what happens is, when they wake up in the morning, they are very self-critical in their head. They're saying, I'm a drunk, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a terrible person. And even their friends and family often reinforce this behavior. So by the end of the day, they have heard it all day long. And what do drunks do? They drink. So they drink again. Well, finally, AA comes along and AA says, when you get up in the morning, instead of being self-critical, come to an AA meeting, because that's what's going to help you. So instead of hearing, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad all day long, instead you wake up, you go to AA, and you hear, oh, I have an addiction, and the cure is go to an AA meeting. And you hear about other people in recovery, and you get better. So what changed ultimately there is that we're not hearing the self-criticism anymore. And that's why AA works so well for many people around the world. And it's the same way with any bad habit. When we're self-critical, we're going to repeat that habit over and over again. Everything is a habit. So if we're self-critical, that habit is going to just be reinforced. If we realize that, oh, this is a bad habit, it's a habit, it comes from our conditioning. Two things shape us in life. One is our genetics, the other is our conditioning. So if we want to blame someone, we can blame our conditioning or our genetics. But it's not going to do us any good to be critical of ourselves. We can learn from things, absolutely. We can make amends for things that we do wrong, absolutely. But beating ourselves up will keep us stuck. We have to look at it as conditioning, bad conditioning, that we now are going to proactively work towards changing. And we're going to change it through kindness. So again, repeat with me. If I make a bad choice, if I make that choice again, I'm going to say, what can I learn from this? We may have to say that a few times because we have to eat, and breaking that fudge habit may be pretty tough, but we can change that habit. And since we're using our awareness to understand our habits, what we're probably going to find is that most of our habits that we have, particularly after a long stressful day, are because we want to reduce that stress. For example, again, we worked hard, we're exhausted, we want to come home, we just want to relax. So what do? Our habit kicks in. It may be watching television. It may be having that fudge. It may be having a glass of wine or two. It may be smoking a joint. But it's something to help us to relax and deal with our stress. Unfortunately, that thing which is bad for us works, but it works in a bad way. It causes us to become addicted to that habit. It becomes something that's very bad for our health. In the long run, has a lot of dire consequences to us. So we have to be kind and realize that if we're going to change it, we have to understand that the change is going to come about from kindness. And the way we're going to change it is by being aware, number one. Number two is, when we discover what we're doing, we're going to ask, what can I learn from this? And what we're most likely going to learn is that we're stressed and we're using this addiction, this habit, to deal with the stress. So what do we do next? Well, this is part three. We change habits by actually addressing that stress and doing something different. It's normal after a long day to be exhausted and stressed. That happens to a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with being that. We may have challenging jobs. We may be going through tough situations right now, but what we can do is saying, okay, if every day I come home and have my fudge, what can I do differently? Because I know I have stress. How can I address this stress differently? Well, what we do is we change the habits. For example, let's say instead of coming right home, we stop at the gym first as a way to alleviate some of that stress. Or we go over to a friend's house and talk about what's going on. Or we go for a walk at the park. Or we do something different. We create a new habit. Now, because the other habit's pretty strong, we may forget a few times. So when we forget, we say, what can I learn from this? I may need to set an alarm on my phone to remind me to go to the gym. I may need to meet a friend there. I may need to get a personal trainer. I may need to find someone to go walking with. Lots of things we can do instead. I may need to get home and take my kids in the stroller and go for a walk right away. There's many things we can do, but what we need to do is change the habit. We need to do something different. Look at what's been causing us to be stressed, causing us to reinforce this habit, and then actually just do something different. Willpower is not going to do it. That's where we all get stuck. We think we just need to be strong and stop it. If willpower worked, then everyone that was overweight would just lose that weight. If willpower worked, then everyone that was struggling with the alcohol or drug addiction would just quit. It doesn't work. What does work is changing the habits. Again, the alcoholic says, instead of getting up in the morning and berating myself all day long, I'm going to start going to meetings. The person who struggles with their fudge addiction may say, I'm coming home after every day and eating fudge. I'm going to start going for a walk before I get home and deal with it that way. We all have things we can do differently, but we need to first say, if I just try to willpower myself to stop doing it, it's not going to work. I mean, if it worked, everyone would solve the problem very rapidly. Instead, most people struggle with habits, many of them often. And when we try to just use willpower and it doesn't work, what we usually do is we are self-critical. We start attacking ourselves and say, what's wrong with me? Why can't I quit this? I'm just a weakling. I'm stupid. I'm blank, blank, blank. On and on it goes. And that doesn't work. That's why we can say the phrase each and every time we eat that fudge, we can say, what can I learn from this? What do I need to do differently? Maybe I need to go for an hour-long walk. Maybe I need to get a babysitter to watch the kids. Maybe I need to drink a big glass of water with my meal before I eat that fudge at the end of the day. There's many things we can do differently, and we will experiment with them until we find the right one for us. And then once we create that habit, habits are habits. As much as bad habits are created, so are good habits. I love going to the gym. I love doing yoga. I love walking. They are very strong habits inside of me. I probably will do them till the day I die. Another one of mine is meditation. I meditate twice a day and have now for decades. I love meditation and I make time for it. It's a strong habit I have. We can develop good habits too. And once they're in place, they're difficult to break too. So let's change the bad habit into something that we want, but we're going to do it kindly and it may take time. So we're going to be patient. And each time we do mess up, we can say, what can I learn from this? And we do learn. We learn, what are we doing that isn't working? And let's try something different until we find something that does work. We are very creative people. We have to work at it. What we tend to do when we get frustrated is we give up because we hear all that barrage of self-criticism and it's easy just to throw in the towel. But if we use kindness over and over again, it is a lot more motivating to change bad habits into good habits. Kindness works. Patience works. But we do have to be patient because however long we've had that habit, it's going to be stronger. And with time, we will develop new habits, good ones, if we're patient, if we support ourselves and support others in their changes too. Now remember, the main person that criticizes us is ourselves. We may hear a criticism from someone else once, but mostly we hear ourselves all day long in our heads being self-critical. So if we work towards changing that, we can change the habit. So remember, there's three parts. First, we have to be aware of what we're doing. We have to really watch our thoughts and say, what's going on in my head all day long? The second thing is, we need to be kind and realize it comes from conditioning, and we need to be kind towards changing that conditioning. And when we mess up, we can say, what can I learn from this? And then the third thing is, we have to change our habits. Habits are habits. If we keep doing the same thing and expect different results, we're going to be sorely disappointed. We have to change the habits. And we try different things until we find something that works. And once we do that over and over again, that will become the new habit. But it will be one that we like, that's good for us. Kindness works, so we have to be kind, no matter how long this takes. If we've done a habit for 10 years, it may take us a few years to undo that habit. I don't know. But it's going to be a lot easier to undo it if we have a very positive coach helping us do that. And the coach we hear all day long is our mind. So using that technique of being kind towards yourself is key. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you're finding these podcasts helpful and want to share that information with other people, on the website, on the top left column, you'll see a small Yelp icon and a small G+ icon. Just click on either one of those and you can leave a review there so others can find this podcast too. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.